evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 12/3/2021. Oh boy, the wild weasel's starting to roll now. I'm just going to read you something here tonight. I'm going to go to Ezekiel 38 because I'll tell you what, this is where we're at. This is where we are at. And I will say this, oh boy. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and I will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shield, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. The latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to make a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, like the great plains in the Wild West, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Okay, now if you did not hear last night's show, the archive will be coming up again. They had some trouble putting it up. That was the hottest show as I've done in a long time. I'm not going to belabor it all so much, except I will say just this in general. The unwalled villages thing, Gog Magog, if Russia is coming, they're coming to think a thought to take a prey. I've talked to you about this for many years. Well, last night and over the last 3 to 4 to 5 days, we've been tracking all these military aircraft that seem to automatically be going up into the Great Lake regions and doing racetracks and surveillance, and then C-130s with troops in them, helicopters coming out of Drum, helicopters coming this way, convoys going north into the Great Lakes regions through Ohio in the middle of the night, where then the OSP says, make sure, guys, that you don't let any cars or civilians get close to these convoys, because these guys are carrying, and they'll light them up, okay? This thing is just incredible in terms of what went on. If you did not hear last night, if you did hear last night, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, go back and listen. Because still today, at a certain point in time, there was at least a minimum of 365 military aircraft up in the United States. Now, a large portion of them were off Houston and the Gulf of Mexico. We're up in the Great Lakes area, all right, and on the West Coast as well. But now I've heard later this afternoon that a number of these have gone out a little bit away from the shore, and then now because of the lateness of the hour and the step-by-step progression into a war, possibly, with Russia, if we have got Putin with his submarines or some small subs or drone subs or surface ships that look like yachts or big cabin cruisers that can offload a submarine. And I gave you last night a website. Many of you have seen Covert Shores, a book. It's by HiSutton.com. HiSutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.com. You'll have to scroll down and look for Russian ships that can offload submarines. They show you one called the Yantar, okay, which was like a research vessel, an oceanographic kind of research vessel that could pop submarines out and then possibly could have some kind of a missile if you wanted to on them. And they could also have fishing trawlers or freighters or just big yachts that maybe they say Wall Street Baby or you know, Bond Trader Jill or whatever they say on the back of the boat. Probably bought by GRU, third generation inside the United States, who went to Harvard, Yale, or, you know, whatever, Ivy League, this, that, and the other. Or maybe they went to Indiana U or Michigan or Purdue or, you know what I'm saying, Ohio State, Ohio, Penn, whatever. But the thing of the matter is here is that these ships can offload people, obviously, in boats, you know, little duckies, or they can put submarines off, and they can be the smaller drone-type subs that can have stuff on them, armament or whatever, or could be utilized to destroy particular infrastructure or to possibly have a nuclear warheads on them with people on the sub to place the nuclear warhead someplace, to blow the locks, to blow the lakes, you see what I'm saying, to blow up, oh, like I said last night, the one of the steel mills had an explosion and major problem right up on Indiana Dunes. We also had the recycle plant in East St. Louis, pallets. We had, I told you, the train station with the allegedly the 551-pound bomb from World War II. Well, maybe, maybe not. Now, as the Russians are mobilized, have mobilized and armed up with missile systems, anti-ship missiles and other missile systems in the Kuril Islands, just off of the north of Japan, okay, which are disputed islands, but in the Kurils, if they're arming those, which then our vessels pass in between the Kurils and then go into Japan, which is our ally at this time, and then we also have, you know, ships based there as well, okay? Carrier group based there. And all that kind of stuff is going on. Well, then, supposedly, the Russians, you see, could be doing that. But then if you look as a tangential potential issue today, what did you have? 4.8 quake in Japan. 4.8 quake. Was it by Mount Fuji? Well, don't you think the Russians might have sent a pop goes the weasel with their hyper, electromagnetic stuff? Their HARP-like devices, their scalar interferometers, their Tesla howitzers, their whatever you want to call it, okay? Atmospheric heaters, antenna fields, whatever. But they, I believe, may have popped down and done a little quake to let them know, the Japanese know, hey, you do anything about us in the Kurils, we'll just take your Tokyo out with a quake, okay? We'll just pop the quake faults, all right, from above. Now, I hope that the Japanese got whatever they got secretly in mind and have in their above top secret. The Japanese have tremendous capability. They have some missiles. They have different stuff. They just have had a constitution or a treaty, you know, constitution that would not allow them be offensively going to war. All right. Now they're going to have to belay that and go back to where they used to be, because I'll tell you what, the United States under Red China Joe is likely not going to do jack diddly with the Japanese. He won't help them. They're not going to help. And I doubt whether Biden goes against and helps, goes against Red China, helps Taiwan. So then in the same thing, we're going back to the Russians. High possibility and probability they're in the Great Lakes. This is not new. We used to have submarines in the Great Lakes. I think sometimes up in Wisconsin, they used to make some subs up there. I know that they've had submarines that have come down the St. Lawrence Seaway in the past. And, of course, there's the Snopes disputes and all of that. But allegedly, there was a Nazi submarine in Ontario, Lake Ontario, down at the bottom, that after some damage or something out at sea north of, you know, off the main coastline or whatever, that that they may have entered into the St. Lawrence Seaway. So I'm telling you, we've also had, and I'll just reiterate this from last night too, we also had over the years all kind of reports of the Russian Spetsnaz being housed in fish camps and hunting camps all over the Great Lakes area, Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Upper in Michigan, all kind of places. The fish camps, the hunting camps, out the boondocks, the you know, places that sometimes you got to go in with the float planes and all of that, but also in the motels right around the lake, those old 1950s, early 60s motels where it used to say free TV or, you know, magic fingers, free TV or whatever on them, you know, no vacancy, vacancy. The old Thai style motels that were rehabbed, and they have been filled with a lot of different people, okay? A lot of them probably of the Spetsnaz variety. But you see, these are not in Russian uniform, salute, bup, 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 dut, 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 and they don't all say, hey, comrade, blah, 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 blah. They speak perfect English. They speak a Nebraska, Western Kansas, unaccented English. Unaccented. To where you really can't tell where they're from. And to be sure that you understand, back at Wright Pat a number of years ago, they had a Russian Antonov come over the top, and we all of a sudden, somebody I know was watching that, going in to land at Wright Pat, but it was still way high. And all of a sudden, online comes, on the screen comes a Russian attack helicopter. Not the big one, but the smaller one, what do they call it? The Kiowa, whatever it is. And, it was, showing that it was at 33,000 feet or 32,000 feet. When in fact its ceiling is about 17, okay, or whatever, normally. So they had turned that on up in the transport. Then when it came down on the ground, that thing took off from Wright Pat, went over to the corner there by Warren County and all of that, where the old, guess what, the old radio station, Voice of America, you know, which is still there. It's buried underground. Got a little blockhouse on top. Nice park. Not all this stuff. But they got all kind of antenna and huge power. Hundreds of thousands of watts of power. And all still got the AM blasting. All the different types of stuff. So they have the analog systems from the past of huge power. Plus all the new stuff as well. And that guy, whoever that guy was in that helicopter, took over the entire U.S. radio net for a period of time back in the Obama administration, okay? And I told you about it on air many times. He took it over, and in perfect English, for the next 12 hours, he was the person running the entire comm system in the United States. instead of out there at and Virginia, you know, old Virginia, or other places. You could get wherever the comm stations are at. Puerto Rico, used to be Ascension, although that kind of went weird, didn't it? Virginia, Langley out there, or Andrews Air Force Base, or Sigonella in Italy, or out in the West Coast, the one out there that supposedly doesn't exist anymore, but it's still there. So anyway, that Russian, in perfect English, took over the entire U.S. military command HF network. Now you say, well, Hawk, they use satellites now. Well, they're better going to be starting to get ready to use HF again. I'll tell you why. With a lot of power, because the Russians and the Red Chinese are popping our satellites with electromagnetic stuff and all kind of weirdo things, kinetic action against our satellites, and messing with them and doing different things and, you know, all kind of things. Not the commercial satellites. Well, my TV works just fine, all right? Or I still hear WLS or whatever radio station, you know? Yeah, but the military and intelligence satellites are the ones that the Russians and the Chinese are messing with. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a matter of time. Nation, rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. You know, we're fixing to go to where if things were not shortened for the elect, there should no be no flesh be saved. Read what Lord Jesus has to say. Now, tonight, I want to put a prayer or two out here, and God bless everybody. I want to put one out right now. Lord Jesus, will you go to John M., go to John M., where he has come back out of surgery. Lord Jesus, will you go to him because he's had a triple bypass. Lord Jesus, will you go to him and give him medical miracles tonight? Will you give him medical miracles right now? And will you touch him with such power and such anointing that he knows that you're touching him and he knows that you're there to help and to provide him with medical miracles? Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And also for Mike, the good son of some nice people in Nebraska who had a stroke and the doctors want to put a stent in his neck, but he's asking that Lord Jesus help him and to heal him. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Mike in Nebraska, whose mother and father definitely have let me know about this. Lord Jesus, will you go to Mike in Nebraska? Will you go down to him and will you anoint him with great power and energy so he knows it's you, Lord? And Lord Jesus, will you touch him? Will you then clear up any kind of difficulty he may have with the arteries, veins, etc. in the neck? And I will tell you this, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will give him more optimum health and you will preclude operating or doing anything there, and that you will give him a medical miracle and restore him back to health and full function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, let's see. There was one more prayer here I've got to get to. Lord Jesus, will you go right now? Will you go to those old Allegheny Mountains? Lord, will you go to them right now? Will you go to them? And will you go to R&M? Will you go to R&M? And will you give each of them medical miracles? Medical miracles. I would tell them also, Lord Jesus, that anything that you have laid on their heart to have to take for this, that they should go ahead and take that, I think. I'm reading something here. just go ahead and take that to make sure, you know? And that's what I would say. But on the other hand, Lord, just help them. Give them a medical miracle. Remove these problems. Restore them to optimum health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So, here we go. The wild wheels are starting to run. China has backed out of the commercial ship tracking system so that you can't track ships in and around the South China Sea. Commercial vessels or the junks or the pirate ships or the Red Chinese carrier groups or the Red Chinese special destroyers and missile cruisers and stuff. They've got more ships than we do, people. You don't know that. There's probably more ships, junk up there above San Francisco Bay, way on up in there where they take them and then cut them up for parts and scrap metal than we have out on the water. But I will say this, there are still a large number of our vessels, our aircraft, searching P-3 Orions, P-8 Poseidons, even the usage of the C-130s and of C-17s were put into use over the Great Lakes because there was such an impetus to get something up. We had so many problems, they brought RC-135s back from Great Britain to come into the United States, into the Great Lakes. So you haven't seen Bret Baier talk about it, or CNN talk about it, or MSNBC, or Lucy this, or Lucy that talk about it. But I'm going to tell you what, Putin is about five steps ahead of Milley and Austin and a little more than five ahead of Red China Joe. And you also got to remember that Hunter got millions of dollars from one of the Russian oligarchs whose husband had been the mayor of Moscow. All right? And now I believe he's passed, but she's the oligarch and gave Hunter the money. There's a book out there. Something about that laptop from hell or whatever it's called. It's got Hunter's picture where he's smoking whatever on the front of the page. It's one of those pictures from off his laptop. If you got that out there at, one of the bookstores or online, you might want to get that and give it to one of your favorite Lucy's or favorite liberals for Christmas. Of course, they'll just destroy it and put it down the toilet or something. So give it to the people that are their next door neighbor. Say, this is what your president's really all about. Now, people say, well, you know, Hawk, there's so many of these military aircraft today. Doesn't the media look at it? The media doesn't look at Jack Doodley Squat. The media is lazy. Most of them are of the leftist nature. Communist, socialist. They are also woke, wokey, wokey, woke. And they are all of the Luciferian to a great degree, and light in the loafers kind of crap, you know? So they are not interested or even interested in the military. The military should be defunded along with the police. We should just have anarchy, you know? Or let the Red Chinese come in and give everybody a good dose of five booster shots, all right? Just as long as the people in the media could, over in New York or L.A., could make their big, big money. These people make millions and millions of dollars. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you ain't going to see it there. And I'm going to tell you something else. We probably picked this stuff up before the dadgum, Pentagon did. Now, the NSA may have some boys that are still smart and sharp, but they ain't looking for that. They're helping the FBI to look at you. They're helping the FBI to go after the soccer mom who's at the high school talking about up at the board meeting, of the school board meeting. They're after domestic terrorists. They're not after Red Chinese because those guys, no, the Red China Joe got paid off. Now, we're in the clutches of the Chinese right now. They're playing games with Putin, but they think they're playing like a World War II game, you know, with troops in the Ukraine. It'll be a proxy war. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I still bet that Putin has got some assets in the Great Lakes that came down the St. Lawrence Seaway, like I said last night, or they wouldn't be putting up all these U.S. military assets into the Great Lakes, doing racetracks and searching for subs or for other vessels or for people on the ground. So I'm going to tell you what. That's too much money being spent. It's too much money. Too many pilots. There's also been problems with some of the aircraft. They go up for a while. They got to come back because the aircraft is not in good shape. We can tell that by what is happening. They've also gone up and taken C-17s, and then they go to bases in Ohio that don't exist, right? Oh, well, that's just the old World War II base, you know? Or old Eddie R. used to fly out of. You look it up. So anyway, this is not on the radar screen, except it's on our radar. It's on old Hawk and his crazy crew, the same ones who told you about the red Chinese loony balloons, okay? And that we went through that whole thing. We gave you great detail. We're giving you great detail now. Try and access last night's 12-2 show. Listen to that archive show over again. And as far as money goes and all that, the U.S. government prints it. They don't care, you know. I mean, it's the budget. Well, the budget's, oh, the you know, bop, bop, bop. They had printing presses with all the right paper and all the right ink. They had them in Iraq in the green zone. They even had that stuff at one point in time. They had given it to, I think, Saddam Hussein at one point. Then they also had a lot of the Koreans, the North Koreans, got perfect plates and the right ink and paper. They were printing perfect $100 bills. All right? Money is just a piece of paper and crap, and there's all kind of money that's out there that ain't on the books. That the government has printed for different people. How do you think they pay a Khun Sa back in the old days for the opium, for the old tiger opium? Which apparently the Red Chinese have taken over Laos now, just south of the Shan States, okay? So I don't know what the bottling plant there, whether it's still in vogue, but it used to be. Yep, and when a certain ad man from Chicago with the khaki ball cap took a donkey over the mountains in about 1954 and went into Laos. I believe his first name was Ralph, wasn't it? First name was Ralph. I can tell you here in just 2 seconds. Let's see. I can tell you in 2 seconds what his name was. Yeah, maybe more than two, but I'm going to look here. I got to look for the picture. It's in a book. In a book. Oh, yes, Ralph Johnson. Safari jacket and baseball cap. Standing beside his donkey in Muang Sai, Laos, circa 1959. I thought it was 54. And that's when the CIA went over there to take over the opium trade, you see, and to take it back over from the French, all right? And then since the U.S. had people at the top that are always part of the English royal family, which is the German royal family, okay, then they have always been the choice as the proxy for the Bank of England, you see, which then the English banks own the banks in New York City. Large number of them. It varies now, but I used to know all that down because I can remember years ago, Chuck Harder actually did research into the, what are they called, the 10K forms where they tell you who owns what percentage of which corporation and And then you look at holding companies, and then you can see, okay, who owns that holding company or who owns controlling interest? And you can go all through that, and you can see who owns what and who owns everything over the whole deal, all right? Also, my good old friend from Campo, Colorado, the good veterinarian, he used to do a lot of that research as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Old Hawk's been in this game trying to warn people for a long time and to prepare, and the Lord Jesus has brought me along the line to do two things, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant about what's to come and what they might prepare for. Now, if you don't believe that you might want to get you something, if you have not, or look at a free download, you can go online, Cresson, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Cresson Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Carney, wrote a book, How to Survive Nuclear War. And if you go on and look for a free copy or to free download, you'll find two or three places you can download that for free. I would suggest if you have enough paper to print the thing out, it's going to be thick, or you can still buy that book. That book has got all kind of information about how to prepare for nuclear war, you know, 3 feet of dirt, 2 foot of concrete, you know, 1 foot of this, that, and the other, you know. And also, if you want to look into that stuff, you look into the different R factors of protection. There's other good books of that. Holly Dale has a book, Dare to Prepare. She tells you all kind of stuff like that. No such thing as doomsday. No such thing as doomsday. The hoax. That book has got all kind of good information about the R factors and very intelligible. It also tells you about shelters and all these things and tells you the difference about neutron radiation, you see. Neutron radiation, you may need to use some water, barrels of water in front of your, around your lean-to in the basement or around your root cellar or whatever, or in your root cellar. You might do some of that, and I'm going to tell you something else. They want to starve you into compliance. I know Brother Quayle's got it up on his website. They got it up on the website about starving you into compliance, making you comply with their vax or whatever, or just starving you out and then sending you to the camp. That's really interesting to me to see these other dots coming in. FEMA, quote unquote FEMA, is sending teams of vaccination teams to Western Washington State. These vaccines are free everywhere. You can go to different drug stores. You go to your doctor, whatever, they can get the vaccines free. But they're sending out their specialized inoculation or vaccination teams from FEMA. Oh, well now, that just tells me we're getting ready to go to camps, doesn't it? And that we got a beta test here or something, doesn't it? I'm going to tell you what, if you do not own firearms, you need to acquire firearms as is your right under the Second Amendment. Your right under God, which is enumerated in the Second Amendment, to protect yourself and your family and your property against evil. And if you do not have them, I suggest you acquire them. Over 700,000 people bought guns on Black Friday, all right? What's that tell you? What's that tell you? So when the wild weasel goes and you got old train tracks all running to Function Junction, and you got Casey Jones hopped up on meth and moonshine and whatever else, and he's going headlong on three different dimensions, three different time tracks, three different time-space continuums, all headed to Function Junction at the same time. And this will not be okay, we'll draft the boys and we'll go over and we'll do an invasion and we'll invade Russia and go into the Ukraine and fight them and fight our way up into the belly of Russia. And, this stuff sorts out in less than a half an hour. Less than a half hour for the most part. Oh, there could be action with troops. Don't get me wrong. But if you do a decapitative strike and it's done by Putin with hypersonic missiles that go Mach 9, okay? Or if the Red Chinese do a little helping too and they decide to go for Taiwan before the Olympics, everybody said, oh, they'll wait till the Olympics. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because if something happens where the go signal is given and Russia is taken on the U.S., then Red China will definitely go for Taiwan as well, knowing that the U.S. is either decapitated or is real busy with the Russians. And the Chinese may jump in and Australia may jump in, but maybe not, because Australia now is turned inward and Australia is then doing concentration camps of the unvaccinated. Right now, they're putting people into concentration camps and quarantine camps. They're beating people down. You can't do this. You can't do that. They might as well have taken the Red Chinese commando pill or the secret police pill of the Russians or the Nazi Gestapo pill. Because that's how bad it is. Austria probably never... They probably still never left the ways of Herr Hitler. And I think they still have the Spear of Longinus now back in the museum, or at least a good copy of it. Spear of Longinus is the spear that allegedly pierced the side of Christ, pierced the side of Jesus on the cross, okay? And whoever possesses that can allegedly control the planet or control the world. Patton had it for a time. But they took it back and then they presented it back allegedly to the museum. But who knows if it's not in there with Indiana Jones's big warehouse with all the crates, you know, where the Ark of the Covenant supposedly went and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I quit being facetious here because this stuff is true stuff. And I used to work with a guy years ago who went on in into Austria, went on into Vienna, and they busted into an area, and he had a communications company and all that kind of stuff, and him and his top sergeant, top kick, and some other guys went in, and they busted in on some really pretty nice place there to take it over as their headquarters in Vienna. And they went inside, and this was the most elaborate, luxurious thing, the big giant drawers, and they were all padded and tufted in red leather. With all the swastikas around the room, all the whole bit. And they kicked them people out, pretty darn toot sweet, and they took it over for their deal, and for a communication headquarters. But this is getting to be the way it was, all right? We're getting to be the way it was, and it's getting to be as Jesus told you it was going to be in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And the revelations of Lord Jesus has told to John of Patmos. So I'm going to tell you what. You need to be preparing. ApprovedGasMask.com. I don't have anything with them, but I think that's still a good place to see all of the different type of gas masks, Tyvek F suits, radiation suits. There are suits that preclude radiation and help to block it. There are also up there baby rangers and youth masks. Baby rangers, which are positive pressure systems. If you have a young baby, you want to put them in that if there is a nuclear exchange or something like that. Or if there is, you know, gas or poison gas, or there's some kind of a bio-warfare out there going on. That positive pressure keeps a pressure pushing out so the bad stuff doesn't get on your baby to breathe it. So the fact is, let me see here. I'm getting something here. Let's see. Okay, here's one about the vaccine. Tractor trailer drivers bringing products down from Quebec, Canada, across the Canadian border. The border agents told somebody hello to the caveman this morning that the commercial drivers will no longer be considered vaccine-exempt workers, and all drivers must be vaxxed by January 1st or will not be allowed to cross either way. So the food and supplies and all the stuff, it's going to be disrupted going across back toward the Canadian border. Well, you know, a couple of days ago when we were putting all these assets into the Great Lakes looking for Russian subs or the Russian vessels that might look like a good-looking yacht, okay, motor yacht, or a huge cabin cruiser that still are big enough to offload a small sub or to carry a small sub underneath or to block a sub that's traveling underneath them because, you know, you get in these lakes. Some of these lakes are 1,000 feet deep, 500, 800, 1,000, 1,300 foot deep. The St. Lawrence Seaway is an international waterway, not unlike the Bosphorus. We go through the Bosphorus, go up to the Black Sea. The USS Donald Cook, well, the Russians turned us off with the electromagnetics. But we don't have that electromagnetic, apparently, to turn off the Russians. So, but we do have stuff that's up there that was, I think, the C-17 that was doing racetracks was dropping radio sondas into the thing to give them sensors or buoys to look for stuff underneath the water and on top of the water. They put up in there a lot of troops along the coastlines. And I'm going to tell you, there are Russians in those dadgum motels and at the fish camps, the hunt camps. And guys, if you're out there, but they're going to be wearing University of Michigan t-shirts or University of Minnesota or Indiana State or whatever. Yeah, they're going to be wearing Ohio State, or they're going to have the Buffalo plaid or the Stewart plaid, the flannel shirts on, you know? Oh, hey, I'm a cheesehead, hey, or, oh, ho, I'm a Canadian, hey, 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 you know? Fishermen, we're fishing for the Northern Pike and the stupid Yankees, okay? And they'll have fishing licenses that are legit. They're living there. But I tell you, there are telltale signs. When you get them a little bit, you see them a little bit tipsy at the old fish house, the fish joint, or more than likely the steak and fish joint along the lake somewhere, and you know all the kind of places have been up there for 100 years, all right, that are great place to eat. They're always a good place in their taverns and what have you, particularly out in the boondocks. And then they got a little sideline where they'll sell the packaged liquor or beer or whatever, case of beer, half pint or a fifth or whatever. But the Russians come into there, they're going to have telltales. But they could have you and say, oh, I'm from Canada. Ooh, I'm a Canadian. They could speak probably Quebecois, a French Quebecois French. They could speak a Canadian English. They could speak unaccented U.S. English. Nebraska, West Kansas English. These are clever, nice people. Some of them might be GRU. Some of them might be Spetsnaz, highly trained killers. So if you're out there and you spot some of these guys, tell the local cops. Tell them you think that there may be Russians. The cops will think you're crazy. They'll probably arrest you, okay? But if you see them and you got them, you tell them, Ivan, get the heck out of my neck of the woods, all right? You tell them to get back on your little boat and you go back up the St. Lawrence Seaway. Because I'm going to tell you what, you just see if old Ivan, when a push comes to shove, you got two or three good boys up there in the North Woods, two or three good boys in the North Woods who got some old Vietnam War steel or some old World War II steel, and they got their own firearms and what have you. We'll just see. Russians might be good, real good hand-to-hand, and aggressive and all that, but I'll tell you what. I blocked one that tried to take me in a clutch in my neck inside of a place because he touched my wife. And he was a guy that was being paid by the U.S. government, Leavenworth. So I'll tell you what, they might be pretty good, but old Hawk done blocked his grab and gave him an elbow. And then my buddy came up over the bar, my good buddy, the good tough Mexican guy who had a short Louisville Slugger with lead tape wrapped around the top of it, and popped him once. So we sent Ruski back to Husky, okay? So I'm going to tell you what. This is no longer the time. This is not the day where, if we say this, we might alert the enemy, the Russians. The Russians are already on the radios that Obama gave them back during his term. He gave them 1,500 of brand new U.S. military hardware radios programmed out perfectly to where they would be recognized by any other hardware, and Obama allegedly gave them the codes, the NATO codes and the U.S. military codes, which then allows them on to law enforcement and intelligence and FBI and federal agency nets as well. So don't give me that. This is the time to stand up for the Lord Jesus. This is the time to stand up to protect your property and to protect the United States, because the people entrusted with doing that have sold out mostly to Lucifer the Lightbringer and his crowd and the Russians and the Red Chinese. And if none of them, just the New World Order bankers out of London, New York. They're not protecting the United States. They're not doing it. But I'll tell you what, we are on the case when we can be. Yeah, I've seen that, the Migaloo. Yep, roger that. Roger that to my buddy out west. Private submersible submarine super yachts. Well, we've got that, but we've got yachts that will drop those off the side clandestinely. Now, not as many, if you go up, well, I don't see the 365 planes. A lot of them now are turning off their transponder. Since last night, we're turning off the transponders because we told you about it. And the people in power don't want you to know that they are not defending the United States, and that they may have let Putin in, allegedly, in with submarines and these yachts or the commercial vessels that can offload these submarines into the Great Lakes. And they started out looking in St. Lawrence Seaway in Ontario, then it quickly spread into Huron, Erie, Michigan, and on up into Lake Superior. You got all these guys up in the North Woods now, U.S. planes and stuff that were up in Minnesota, in the Upper, in Michigan, north of Wisconsin, you know, up in there. And then the Canadians were coming down a little bit, but now we've turned off, a lot of that's been turned off, the transponder's been turned off. You know why? Because we're getting awfully close to going to war with the Ruski. But the war with the Ruski is not going to be over there. Over there, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, hit the landing crap on the Russian shore. No. It's going to be a Mach 9 hypersonic whiz-bang with the Tsar Bomba coming in. It could be nuclear warheads that the Russians are placing on the bottom of the lakes near locks or near, industrial plants, water treatment plants, because that's the fresh water for all the big cities, Chicago, Duluth, Milwaukee, all the different ones up and down the line, okay? But they've also told the Canadians to turn off their stuff, allegedly. And then I also said last night on air, but you can get more depth in it, But tomorrow, December the 4th, allegedly from a deep background sources that are in currently in the U.S. intelligence world, that allegedly a large number of the Illuminati are sending representatives, or some maybe going themselves, to Antarctica to have a meeting under the ice, allegedly, with either Lucifer or with the, just his other fallen angels that are there. That allegedly is tomorrow. I can't verify that. I can't check that. But I'm going to put that out because that matches up. And that ties in with Ezekiel 38. The land of the unwalled villages. All the stuff. Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal. All that's right in that area. Crimea, all of that. Ukraine. So this thing, in the midst of all of this, you still have Cumbre Vieja, which can be exacerbated from above with harp-like signals or electromagnetic pulse. Boom, 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 boom. I think Brother Quayle was talking about last night how this thing could make the sound heard around the world, and then how the pressure of the magma is coming up about twice as much as it was during Mount St. Helens. If you look at the pictures of La Palma, which is one of the most pretty Canary Islands, I mean, everybody wanted to go there. But you see, that's the way it works. This is warfare. Kuril Islands, disputed islands between the Russians and the Japanese. The Russians are putting in all their big anti-ship missiles and other missile systems there. And then they pop about a 4.8 or a 5 earthquake into Japan to let them know, don't mess with us up here in the Kuriles. So you can see massive amount of sabotage throughout the Great Lake regions, or you can see cruise missiles fly out of a submarines. You go, whoosh, 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 whoosh. Boom, 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 boom. Okay? I thought years ago that they might going to be trying when I heard that they were speculating about in the future, and some people who claim they could see the future. Lori Toy, and I'm not, you know, giving all the credit to any of these people. Lori Toy's map. There was another guy that had a map where he started seeing stuff like on televisions and stuff because he had brain injuries. Get his name. Even the U.S. Navy had certain maps that they thought. You know, the U.S. Navy's probably been through time a few times themselves, okay? Senior Constitutional Service, isn't it? So, the deal is that asymmetric warfare is going to be the deal. Blowing stuff from space, hit Cumbre. But there are also, I believe, ability for the Russians to put nuclear bombs in and around Cumbre Vieja, all right? Because, you know, the U.S. military and all of these people are looking for white supremacists at the school board meetings. They want to take and eliminate any of the Trumpists. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Trump was interesting, but I'll tell you, Trump was naive. And the vaccines that he hurried up, he should have known what's in the vaccines. He should have had people that were could tell him what was going to be done with them. And if he still pushes vaccines, then you can't give him a pass because we know about hydrovulgaris. We know about the graphene oxide. The graphene hydroxide. We know about all of the other junk that's in them. We know how they can be manipulated into carbon nanotubes and that they can then have almost like a antenna or a receiver in there to turn stuff on in your body. And that if the right if you go to a negative frequency, a negative charge, in the pegylated lipids, according to Karen Kingston, the pegylated lipids containing the graphene oxide, if it goes to a negative charge, then that turns on the cytokine storm, and wherever that stuff is in your head, your heart, your joints, your liver, your kidneys, wherever that stuff is, it will start to annihilate your body, destroy it. And then we had the German doctor who was murdered 2 days after he put out the video. That German doctor said that he has found that it was graphene hydroxide, which already has a negative charge, and then that, in combination with the carbon stuffed in there in the nanotubes, that had essentially created a condition where you had nano razor blades inside of the blood, and that's where we're getting all these capillary problems, and that is where, if they turn all of that on, you're going to see hemorrhagic type fevers, but they're going to be totally different. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you protect all the people listening that are the good people, that are your people, Lord. I pray that you protect them against all evil. You want to keep Old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed, most wanted. Keep Old Hawk in the game, swinging at the ball bats, at the loosies. Can be sent, could be Federal Reserve notes, could be a little bit of silver, a bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 662. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 662-808. The Lord Jesus, eternity, 10,000. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Lord's enemies. And against the enemies of the United States. Fandango Ridge, I know you're ready. And Nikki LaPool, baby, you're the best on that old 338. I am Houston. Road and track. You protect your nice sister. Can you say hi to Daddy and Mama? Because little Houston loves you. Guys, get strong. I get strong. Hopefully, but keep up your study. Because the heart must be able to survive and deceive some stuff. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare in earnest.